Let's talk about the last one, Oxford.
Yes.
Yeah. How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, it was like studying at Hogwarts, because you really were.
I saw your story.
Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. I mean, like, there's so much history to Oxford. I mean, Oxford University is older than the Mayan civilization. So if you take that into consideration, the places where you're studying, like the schools and buildings, are the same buildings that people who invented modern day capitalism studied in. It's just nice being able to sit in the same place and feel transported back in time. Pop culture wise, they'll explain, oh, this is the infirmary from Hogwarts, if you remember. That is where Emma Watson is taking her fellowship. And yet I did not get to...
Perfect.
So how is it on... How's the pickup on YouTube?
But it's good.
Yeah.
Marami naman views.
That's good.
Depending on, yeah.
Depending on your guest.
Depending on my guest,
is,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Correct. Yeah. So it's doing well. So let's start the show.
Yeah.
Actually, it's already starting. Welcome to an episode of Dashboard Confessions, guys. My name is Wayne. This is...
Ron.
Introduce yourself, Ron.
I'm Ron and...
Not yet. I haven't done the introduction. Usually I have an introduction. Yes, of course I make an introduction. But okay. Yes, this is... You see him already. So here's my intro to you.
I don't even know which camera I'm supposed to look at.
Which is this camera? That's his camera.
Ah, it's this one. Hi.
Okay. Our guest for today is an award-winning author, journalist, entrepreneur, investor, a public servant of our country, a public servant of the Philippines. Before serving at his current position as chief of staff, he completed his programs at Wharton Stanford University. I hope this is right. I got it on Google.
Yeah.
MIT and Harvard Kennedy School of Government. Earned his master's in climate and society at Columbia University in New York.
Damn.
And recently completed his PhD in public administration at the University of Perpetua. He also completed the chief of staff course just a couple of days ago at Oxford University. Everyone, please welcome Dr. Brian Poe Lamanzares.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Thank you for having me on your show.
Of course. Thank you for coming here. Dude. Those are a lot of schools. How long did you study?
I never stopped. So I guess more accurately, I focused on work from 2013 to about 2016. Then I started applying for different programs. It started with a certificate program in strategic leadership with Wharton. Mm-hmm. And then I got bit by the bug. And then I never stopped studying since then. So...
Do you mind how old are you?
I'm 31.
You're 31?
Yes, yeah.
So, okay.
So technically, you've been studying for how many years?
Like a long time.
Quite some time.
Yeah. Walang tigil talaga.
Yeah.
You did pause for 3 years.
I did. I did take a break muna. I needed to, get some work experience. But when I apply, hindi naman instant rejection because I don't have any work experience.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
For those 3 years, where did you work?
So for the first year or so, 2-3 years, I was working with my mom's office as a legislative officer.
At what age was this?
As soon as I graduated, because in 2013, when my mom ran the first time, I was actively involved in the campaign, but I was still going to school. So I graduated 2013, sabay she got elected, so my first job was as a legislative officer in her office. My dad felt I was coasting by just working in the office, so I ended up quitting that job and being a reporter for CNN. CNN Philippines, which at the time was still Nine News. I was part of the pioneer batch of CNN Philippines. And then, of course, my mom ran for the presidency, and I had to resign as a reporter. And then I went back to working in politics.
Working in politics. Okay, so most of the time when you studied, these are all international schools in the,
in the
US.
Yes.
So pabalik-balik ka nun.
Pabalik-balik. Well, it was more of like, for example, yung Wharton program. It was interesting kasi that was in partnership with the MVP school here. So they flew over the vice dean and like the professors to teach their executives here. And they opened up half of the cohort to private citizens that want to apply.
Okay.
So that was for Wharton. For Stanford, funny story. So I applied to Columbia University for the climate program. Kaso, wala akong science units. Pulsi major ako eh. So they said na I was kulang science units. So what I did was, to make habol that year, I took a program with Stanford that gave me credits in science. So that's how I got my science credits. Did that program with Stanford. Used that for my application for Columbia.
Oh,
and then I got in.
Cool.
Tapos, while I was in Columbia, I did my Harvard program.
Harvard?
Yes.
That's like a wow every time you hear Harvard. Actually, all these schools are wow.
Yeah.
But Harvard is like it's the top of the
it's
top.
There. It's there. Yeah. No, and the experience is also like it's there. My parents asked me what I wanted for my birthday that year while I was studying at Columbia. And I said, can you help me fund my executive education at Harvard? And they're like, you're going to celebrate your birthday by studying. And I was like, yeah. They're like, ang lungkot naman.
So you enjoy studying.
I do. I do. So that's how I got the Harvard one. And then MIT naman, I was working for NASA in the summer.
What? You worked for NASA?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I was working with their disaster applications team.
Nice.
We came up with a strategic communications program to get funding from the World Bank to continue their research into flash floods around the world.
Nice.
So while I was doing that, I applied to a quick summer program with MIT on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So social media marketing. Because I knew that was near a campaign season. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
So I figured I might as well figure out yung best practices for social media marketing going into my mom's re-election in 2019.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So for sure, you knew what you wanted to do already.
Yeah.
Actually, yun yung tatanungin ko eh. I mean, like when you got old, syempre you studied a lot. Was it also the same when you were young?
Studying a lot?
Yeah.
No, actually. Growing up, when I was in grade school, medyo nihirapan ako because I had ADD. Plus, I am actually dyslexic.
We're the same.
So, but we're the most creative people.
Yeah.
So, technically, problem child ako until I was about 10 or whatever. But my parents were very patient with me. Kaya I'm paying back my dues, no? Problem child growing up, so now super responsible panganay.
Buti na lang ganun siya. Ako problem child growing up, problem child pa rin.
Ay, hindi yan totoo, no ba?
Grabe. Yeah, I mean, yeah, hirap nun. ADHD, ADD, tapos ano, tapos dyslexic.
Dyslexic, yeah.
Wow. Were you studying here then, sa Philippines?
No, I grew up kasi in the States.
Okay.
So I was there until I was about 13 years old.
Mm.
So fortunately, they were very progressive with the after-school programs, especially for people who had trouble reading. At the time, my parents just thought that I was slow. They were like, he's just, you know, a little slow. And then they found out later on, one of my teachers was like, your son writes some of his letters and numbers backwards. You should check if he has dyslexia. So they diagnosed me, said that I had mild dyslexia, and I spent a lot of summers working on my reading. Now reading is a thing that I do all the time. So, yeah.
Did it still go back in dyslexia?
Not so much anymore. But it's the focus is more of a problem. Being able to focus on the readings, the material, the research, especially because my day job is working in the Senate. So all the research we have to do in the Senate, medyo mabigat din.
Buti na lang, ano, nakapag-focus ka pa. I mean, you had trouble focusing and then now you went to these hard schools which requires a lot of focusing.
Yes.
So ngayon, second nature na lang na hindi ko focus na.
Eh, my dad kasi was the one who would teach me when I was growing up. And then whenever I would lose focus or I would struggle with what I'm doing, my dad would be like, I have ADD also, you have no excuse. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pero did you study in the Philippines?
I did. So my high school was La Salle. So, ali mo. And then I switched over for college. So, I went to Ateneo for college.
Oh. You studied college in here?
Yes, I did. So, I did my undergrad sa Ateneo.
Okay. Ilan years ka sa Ateneo?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, except for the junior term abroad sa Fordham University.
Okay. Grabe. So, 4 years sa college dito. And then, how many years sa college sa States?
So, my master's, funny story. I was applying for masteral programs and my mom was saying, your master should only be 1 year, hindi pwede 2 years. And I was like, ha? Bakit? And then she was saying, because I need you to be here by the election in 2019, because I need you to be part of the campaign. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, sobrang nahirapan ako, but I was able to find a one-year program. That's the climate and society program.
I see.
Grabe. Natulala ako sa dami ng like schools and studying.
Yeah. So, sobrang di ako tumatak. 1 year, 1 year, 1 year? 2 years, 1 year?
Mostly, the executive programs are short. They range anywhere from 1 week to, like, for example, yung pinakamahaba was yung sa Stanford.
No.
That one was a couple months. Mm-hmm. But I rushed it. So if it's a lot of it was self-study, and I was talking with the program coordinator, and I was asking, as long as I submit the exams and the papers, I can finish this program within X number of days. And they're like, in theory, yes, but it's four classes. I don't think you'll be able to do it. And I was like, no, I have to do it, because if I don't, I won't make it to the Columbia program. They're like, we suggest you don't rush it, but if you want to, you can try. Oh, I did. I rushed that. I made it.
Well, I see.
Congrats for that.
Let's talk about the last one, Oxford.
Yes.
Yeah. How was it?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, it was like studying at Hogwarts, because you really were studying at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. I mean, like, there's so much history to Oxford. I mean, Oxford University is older than the Mayan civilization. So if you take that into consideration, the places where you're studying, like the schools and buildings, are the same buildings that people who invented modern day capitalism studied in, or world leaders that you read about in history books have also studied there. Right. It's just nice being able to sit in the same place and feel transported back in time. Mm-hmm. But also it's fun because pop culture wise, they'll explain, oh, this is the infirmary from Hogwarts, if you remember. And, you know, for all those fanboys out there.
You're a Harry Potter fan?
Well, my sisters are more Harry Potter fans. Okay. I recently became a Harry Potter fan just because of studying there.
Okay.
But for all the fanboys who are probably listening to this now, Emma Watson is taking her fellowship there.
Did you see her?
No.
Oh,
Zaya.
I was so sad. I was so heartbroken because it's funny. The school that... So when you apply to the program, they assign you a college. So that's like your house. Kumbaga, Slytherin or what's this? Gryffindor or whatever.
Ginaya talaga nila Harry Potter, no?
Ginaya talaga. So nice. the house that was assigned to me, or the college assigned to me, is Lady Margaret Hall, which was the first women's college of Oxford that eventually became co-ed later on.
So, what's wrong with girls then?
Supposedly.
Okay.
And then, so that is where Emma Watson is taking her fellowship. And yet, I did not get to meet her. The frustration. Grabe. Yeah, Oxford is huge.
Wow. Sayang. Yeah. I mean, that's everyone's dream too. You know, be in Hogwarts and to meet Emma Watson.
Exactly. Those are the two. Be in Hogwarts. Well, get into Hogwarts and then meet Emma Watson.
Yes, get into Hogwarts. Grabe.
Yeah.
What a... It sounds like a very fun experience.
Yes.
Pumunta muna sa sponsor ko for today. So, guys, our sponsor for today is Electric Garden, the first immersive dining restaurant in the country. Perfect place for dinner parties, celebrations. They serve modern, European, and Japanese fusion cuisine. Also known for the most inventive cocktails in BGC. Check out their Instagram page for more.
Hey, back to the show. Speaking of Electric Garden, they have that really cool back dining area that's like an immersive 5D kind of experience for them, the projectors and stuff.
Yes.
That's so cool.
Have they launched it?
I don't know if they've officially launched it yet, but I don't know.
Mini will be there for the 5D. One of the...
No way.
Yeah.
Seriously?
One of it is going to be mini.
That's so cool.
Yeah, but it's going to be different. Lots of different...
So. Elevated dining experience.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Oh, sure. Yeah, go ahead. I saw one of your posts.
Yes.
You know, let's shift a bit naman.
Sure.
To your... I saw that you were racing.
Oh, yeah. Yes. For the SR1 Cup.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're also a racer. So, besides studying, we wanted to know what your hobbies were. I guess one of it is racing.
Anything that pumps adrenaline. So, shooting, racing, boxing. Yeah.
Okay.
Which one do you like more?
Ooh, that's tough. I'd have to say racing.
You're a car guy.
I didn't used to be that into it. But I'm such a bandwagoner that Drive to Survive really got me, man. Really got me.
I'm going to lend him the Lotus
afterwards.
Oh, my gosh.
After the show.
Do it, man.
I will lend you the Emira.
It's a nice car.
It just won the Paranga Cup recently.
Yeah. Yung GT3 Cup.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. They have two Emiras there in a GT3. It's nice.
You competed, right?
Yes. But I've never tried a Lotus.
Okay.
The closest I've ever gotten to that is Need for Speed.
But when you race, what do you usually use?
I use the SR1. So
the SR1s then.
Fortunately for me, thanks to Porsche Design, we were able to put together the first Porsche Design racing team in Asia.
Oh, that's nice.
That gave me the opportunity to race with an SR1.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's faster.
He does a lot. Yeah. Multi-talented. You know, you grew up in the States, and of course, speeding there is awesome too. So I just want to ask, what made you want to come back to the Philippines?
Well, for me, it was more of our family. So when my grandfather passed away, that was the first time that we really moved back permanently. And it was mostly because my mom didn't want to leave my grandmother alone. So she wanted to come back so she can take care of her. And my dad was like, well, you gave me 13 years here in the U.S. I'm very happy to go back and, you know, support the family.
Oh, okay. So your dad and you were really living there?
Yeah. No, the whole family was living there in the States.
Even your mom?
Even my mom and my sisters.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, it was more of my dad's vision to kind of live in the States and be independent of our respective families.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually... my mom wanted to move back, and my dad was like, we did our time here in the U.S. I think it's time to go home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So back in the U.S., did you guys have a business there?
No, my dad was he was into like the tech kind of industry. So he took his master's in information technology.
Mm-hmm.
So he usually did the CTO kind of CIO role for companies. So he worked with... like back in the dot-com boom, if people can still remember, he worked with a lot of the big companies. So AT&T, Nextel, IBM. Oh, wow. So really tech
big
guy.
Guys.
Wow. Yeah.
During that time, I see. They were like juggernauts. And then my mom, on the other hand, when I was growing up, to be close to me, she used to teach in a school where I was studying.
And wow.
Yeah, she started as a teacher. And then she did sales for a scientific company. So she sold scientific instruments. And it was a really humbling experience because, like, both my parents were working. I used to have to stay in my mom's office after school. I used to sleep under her desk at the office.
Wow.
Yeah, because we couldn't go home. She had to like work extra hours, and I was done with school now, so I would study at the office. Her office mates would tutor me.
So you're really close to your mom?
Super close. Like my parents, kasi when I was born, they were 22, 23 respectively.
Okay.
So I was growing up, my dad was playing PlayStation, I was watching it.
Cool.
So yung unang Resident Evil, I was there watching my dad hiding while he would play, right? and then, so they grew up and with me, and now we work like best friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to go to that next topic. How is it working right now? You're under your mother right now here.
Yeah.
From school to work? Yeah. Kasama kayo.
Well, I mean, here in the Philippine context, business and profession is very family oriented. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us work with our families.
Yes.
And so we have to navigate that dynamic. Mm-hmm. For some, it's easier. For some, it's harder. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a funny story. So I came back, became campaign manager of her campaign in 2019. And it was around that time that she asked me if I could stay on board just for a while to serve as chief of staff until she could find a new chief of staff. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, sige, I'll serve for a little bit. Anyway, mm-hmm. I grew up with the office. Mm-hmm. I mean, every campaign cycle, ito yung mga kasama ko. Mm-hmm. So fine, I'll do it. And then she was like, great. And I said, okay, but in one condition. It's either I stay here in the house or I work with you in the office, because I can't do both. Because if I stay here in the house, work will never stop. Mm-hmm. Like, either you're going to come to me and give me work, or I'm going to go to you and give you work. Baka it won't be a healthy setup. And she said, okay, I'll see you in the office.
So you guys don't stay together anymore?
No. And, it's healthier that way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Of course. It's too, kung lagi magkasama.
If magkaka-friction.
Magkaka-friction talaga. Yeah. So, right now, you're working for him. Did she convince you to, like, stay on the job and take this path? Or is it you who wanted to follow her path too? Or are you gonna take that path?
I've always been very passionate about public service. Mm-hmm. And not for anything, but I didn't know because growing up, I didn't really know what my family was like here in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. I'd visit for Christmas, but I wasn't really very aware of how popular my grandfather and grandmother were on my mom's side.
So you didn't know even though growing up, like.
Na, ang sinasabi lang sa akin was that my grandfather and grandmother were actors here in the Philippines. And I was like, growing up, I was like, okay, cool, right? Hmm. Pero I never knew that they were like the king and queen, like on that
you
level.
Never, no? You never got curious when you were growing up?
No, it was more of just, to me, they were just Paparazzi and Mama Susan. Like, I would run around the house and, you know, play with them, but it was never really like, whoa, right? Mm-hmm. Pero when I came back in 2004 when my grandfather passed away, we were going to his wake, and I distinctly remember the line of people snaking around to say goodbye. And I was like asking my dad, I was like, what's going on? And he was saying that these are the fans of your grandfather. And and I guess something about his passing and seeing that dedication that his fans had for him really touched me. And it became more of like, how can I give back for all the years that Filipinos have been supporting our family and showbiz? Mm-hmm. And public service seemed like a pretty clear answer to how we could give back and say thank you.
Mm. I see.
Being an actor was never a part of that.
You know, I tried.
Oh, you did. Good thing you did.
At least, though.
I tried. Didn't really work for me. I'm too much of a nerd.
Walk us through that experience. Curious.
So I was with Star Magic.
Okay.
I did
a lot of people.
I swear. It's like a rite of passage for a lot of people. Pero masaya naman yung experience with Star Magic. I started with the public workshops. As in, nagpila ako to join the public workshops.
Oh, you went ano talaga.
Yeah, and then naawa sa akin. They were like, no, what are you doing in the line? Come here. So I did the public workshops, and then after that, I got promoted to join the, you know, the other artistas and the professional workshops. And then I was given my first project, which I will not mention.
Why not?
if they want to find it, they can find it. But
please post it over here.
right against self-incrimination. But it was a fun experience, but I guess it wasn't for me.
Okay, I see. I wanted to touch another topic here. How is the company alike these days?
Oh, how's alike? Well, Alike's going through its growing pains. Mm-hmm. I think that any company that expands beyond a certain point we'll see changes in organization, in leadership and vision, and I think it's all part of the process. I think anyone that's been in the startup game
knows
that once your company hits a certain point of growth, things are going to start to change. So I'm excited. The future is big. Future in media, as long as the team is dedicated, will always be big because there will always be stories to share.
I see. Yeah. Nice. Exactly. I really like that company. Speaking of companies, what other companies do you have here in the Philippines?
Well, we have quite a few.
You're personal.
With Pantheon Holdings, the ones that we personally manage, for example, is Emporium.
Mm-hmm.
So Emporium is our retail company. It's the company that houses Time Master watches, which was my first company. We also do corporate gifting. So if you guys need corporate gifts, hit us up. That's a big part of my fourth quarter stress because of Christmas. And then, so that's our retail company. We also have Oracle Media Group. So Oracle Media Group is our media holding company. That's the company that has Alike in its portfolio. A couple of news agencies, the Manila Journal, Rapid News, Negosyante News.
So you manage all these
They're businesses. All managed within teams.
Okay.
So otherwise, I would just...
Damn, you have a lot of things to do.
Yes. Yeah. It's a diverse portfolio. And in fact, I think that's both a strength and a weakness. Because strength, because you're diversified, right? One market doesn't do well, you have issues here. You can rely on your other legs.
Mm-hmm.
But a weakness also because, you know, like, ideally you want that one company that is your company, right? And that is the push, that's the one that's the breadwinner, etc. But for us, we're so diversified that it's not too clear which one is that. Because, like, for example, fourth quarter, every year, Emporium brings in the cash for the holding company.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, it's Christmas. Everyone's giving out gifts, etc. The rest of the year, it's sleeping, right? Unless, of course, Father's Day, Mother's Day, events. But those are little blips. Meanwhile, the steady workhorse of the organization is really our reputation management firm. That's A-Team 360. So A-Team 360, we handle reputation management for corporations, for private individuals, et cetera. That one is consistent because reputation management doesn't have a season. Any time of the year, you'll need help with branding, crisis management, marketing, PR. We have it all in-house.
Nice.
It's all been
Run, he is very busy and he is very multi-talented.
Yes.
Can't you do, man?
I don't know how you fit all of that in your day.
Well, I can't play tennis, and I apparently am not allowed to sleep. So those are the two trade-offs.
Is that your biggest frustration now? What's your biggest frustration right now?
My biggest frustration is I can't take a vacation.
Oh, okay.
It's really hard to take
time
off.
I know the feeling.
The only time I get a chance is when my boss in the Senate says that it's a family vacation, no questions asked.
Oh, okay.
That's the only time. And I'm like, game. All my sisters are like, oh, but I want to stay here with my friends. I want to go to the beach with them, whatever. Me and Naman, I'm like, where do I, how do I pack my bags? Where do you want me to be?
Speaking of the Senate, your mom, or I guess your parents, they put you through college there. So how will you bring yung mga pinag-aralan mo doon here in the Philippines? Is it very different? Or is it possible to apply yung mga natutunan mo to here?
It's very possible to apply. But it's a question of political will, I guess. Because a lot of the things that we need to implement in terms of climate change or sustainability is very political in nature.
Okay. No,
it's I guess, government takes the first step, private sector follows after. Yeah. Right? So things like forecast-based financing, where you look at the weather patterns like El Nino, La Nina, or the dry season, or monsoon seasons, and you, based on that, give crop insurance, etc., for farmers to make sure that, you know, if a super typhoon wipes out your crop, you don't go further into debt.
Yeah.
That's a very political thing.
Correct.
But and very applicable here in the Philippines. But of course, there are other things that are a bit out of reach. Like, for example, using satellite scans to be able to determine, you know, centralized agriculture. Bit of a stretch, but kaya naman. But very applicable here. Everything that I learned while I was studying at Columbia University, I put into my book, A Sustainable Future. The purpose of me studying there wasn't naman to just expand my personal resume. It was more, what could I study abroad? That's badly needed back here.
Correct.
Otherwise, pare, dapat ng MBA ako. Right? I mean, it would have helped my businesses, but at the end of the day, more than the work I do in my businesses, it's about public service.
Nice. I see. A lot of people are telling me that one day you'll run for president.
or any position.
I feel like that's more of a destiny thing than like a I will it to existence kind of thing.
I see. Anyways, we have a... Wait, do you have plans on running for like public office? And it doesn't have to be,
right.
You know...
Right. Well, I mean, first, it depends on my boss.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. I mean, I recognize the fact that my mom can do the most good, right? So whatever role she needs me to serve in, I will serve in that role, right? Because, you know, if I can help her, she'll help a lot more people. But what I learned from working all these years in politics is you just have to be ready in case you get the calling to serve. And more than anything, dapat deserving ka talaga. Like, that's why I'm always studying. That's why I'm always working on these different projects, NGOs, foundations, para if ever
ready.
I get a chance to serve. Hindi nila pwede sabihin na, but biglaan, diba? Like, bigla ka na lang naging public servant.
Yeah.
But if you look at my track record, ever since, I've always been
fantastic.
Here.
Yeah. Yes. That's it about, you know, one thing we did before we ended the show with, we did a podcast before with Mark Leviste.
Oh.
And then we asked him to, are you familiar with the elevator pitch?
Like 2-3 minutes about something.
Like
10 seconds.
10 seconds,
okay.
About something. Like, you're going to pitch yourself to the people why they'd vote for you for president.
Oh,
or not even for president, for senator or for mayor or whatever.
Yeah.
Are you down to do that?
Well, I mean, like, I don't think I'm going to ask them to vote for me, but maybe support our foundation.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ten seconds?
10 seconds, yeah.
Do you have 10 seconds?
Wait, what
which camera am I looking at?
That
I'm looking at this one? All right.
I'll time you, and we'll see how fast you can do it.
Ready? Short.
No, I don't. I hope I can do it.
1, 2, 3, go.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to ask you to support FBJ Panday Bayanihan. We've been doing good since 2013, and we'll continue to do good for the country until the future.
No, that's 9 seconds.
Sakto lang.
Point nine.
Right?
Very
right.
Good.
9.9.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job.
Yeah.
All those schools paid off.
Hey, man. It's my time with Final Pitch. That's what fixed.
Speaking
it.
Of Final Pitch, you had that TV show, right?
Yeah.
Is it coming back?
Well, Final Pitch is going to do their 10th season, and I hear it's going to be like the most exciting season. Personally, I don't think I'll be able to come back because it's a lot of
time off.
Yeah, and you know, to do this last season, it was really a struggle for me personally to balance that plus work. Plus the businesses and everything. So, in true spirit of, you know, being selfless, give chance to others. So, give chance
very
to others.
Humble.
Thank you very much for doing the show.
Of course.
Thank you for being.
Would you like to add your socials before we end the show?
Please follow me at Hey It's Brian Po on Instagram. Also, newly on TikTok, so check that out.
Do you dance on TikTok?
What do you do?
Yes, I do actually dance on TikTok.
Cool. Everyone does.
So if you want to see the more fun side to me, it's on TikTok.
Okay.
If you want the more, I guess, portfolio type, it's on Instagram. But if you want updates on what we're doing in terms of public service, you'll find that on Facebook.
Okay, guys. Please follow Dashboard Confessions. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And of course, I'm Wayne. You can follow me on Instagram.
You can follow me on Instagram too. And before we go, any other
companies or you want to plug in or something?
Oh, we have an exciting new partnership in Oracle Media Group with Aspire Magazine.
Oh, wow.
So Aspire Magazine is a Dubai-based publication. So we're now their official distributor here in the Philippines. Thank you. And we have an exciting new partnership coming up soon with an LA-based publication.
Oh, wow.
So, I'll keep you guys posted. In terms of the media company, yes.
For you personally, what's next?
For me personally, rest. Yeah. I can't wait for Christmas, guys.
You cannot wait too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for watching the show.
All right. Thank you.
See you on the next.
See you in the next one. Bye.
See you guys.
Brian Boyle, bye.